Dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel passage, we read that when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he inquired from his disciples who people thought he was. He discovered that a considerable number thought he was a holy person or a prophet of God like Jeremiah and Moses of old or John the Baptist. While their hunches about him were impressive, they were grossly inadequate. So Jesus turned to his disciples to supply the missing part of the puzzle. Peter did supply the missing link by declaring that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus rewarded Peter for his intuition by assuring him that he was going to build his church on the faith he had professed. He promised to give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What Peter binds on earth shall be considered bound in heaven, and what he shall lose on earth would be considered loosed in heaven. The giving of the keys to Peter symbolized his authority as the leader of the church and the first among the apostles. This authority to bind and loose, which Jesus gave to Peter, he also extended to the rest of his apostles after his resurrection. Authority in the church should be discharged through service. Jesus warned his disciples that it was only through service that a disciple becomes great in the community. He advocated that all church leaders should imitate his example, for he came not to be served, but to serve and to offer his life for the redemption of the world. To be in authority does not mean that one is faultless. Hence, Jesus promised to pray for Peter, and he asked him to encourage his brothers and sisters after he had recovered from betraying him by denying that he knew him. Authority in the church is to guide and protect the deposit of faith. Those in authority should always listen to the voices of the people of God. But we should also realize that being in a majority is not synonymous with being right. In our individualistic world of today, where relativism is the order of the day, authority in the church ensures that our core Catholic beliefs are safeguarded. But those in authority must be on their guard that authority does not degenerate into authoritarianism. God bless you all.